Hello students, I am Dr. Soma Das, HOD, Department of Philosophy, Monad University. Today we will see the course Outline of Ethics. This is a course of MA Philosophy third semester, and the topic to be introduced today, the nature and scope of ethics. But in this regard, first I must admit the objective and the introduction of this part. So, while spelling out the importance of ethics insofar as it affects the human conduct and behavior in the society, it seeks to respond to some of the important challenges to ethics as a philosophical discipline, particularly from certain approaches to make ethics itself relative. Now, introduction, we can say the ethics is the philosophical treatise which studies human behavior and tries to determine what is right or wrong behavior. It is also called moral philosophy, as it is known as customs, the ways of behavior, human character, that there is a man spontaneous awareness of a distinction between right and wrong behavior is an indubitable fact. So, if I see the nature and scope of ethics, we will see that different writers have given different definitions of the term ethics. McKenzie says that ethics is the study of what is right or good. If we see a long history of mankind, a lot of progress we can see. The science enable us to improve our understanding of physical reality around us, while technology continues to offer conveniences in newer ways. The human beings are able to see the need for peaceful coexistence at the level of human society and recognize the need for education as a fundamental need. As we have made a tremendous progress, innovations and advancement, if seen from the primitive age, but a question is still remaining: are we satisfied with the state of affairs today? On looking into this issue, it is evident that we are still faced with serious problems at various levels. At the human level, we can see that there are continued issues in individual with respect to lack of clarity on life goals, contradictions, stress. At the level of relationship, we can see family problems in mutual understanding, increasing mistrust, insecurity, generation gap, etc. Further, at the level of the human relationship in society, it is increasing communal conflict, exploitation and strife, terrorism and violence in various forms. The increasing corruption and other unethical practices in various professions is also causing the serious concern. Now, if we see at the level of nature, we will see that we have increasing problem of environmental degradation. In various forms, all these problems are a direct outcome of well-planned human activity carried out in the name of progress in spite of advancement of science and technology. The overall purpose of education is to enable us to live a fulfilling life in harmony with oneself and with the family, society and nature. But most of us started very early in school. Perhaps we were 4 or 5 years old when we started with alphabets, then moved on slowly to sentences, and then to speaking and writing a language. We were taught how to count, and before long subjects like history, science, geography and many others found their way into our classes, into our lives and the world we live in. In terms of ethics, we can say it comes from Greek word ethika. Ethika is derived from a word ethos, meaning character, customs, uses or habits. Ethics has been described as a moral philosophy. The word mores comes from the Latin word mores, which signifies the customs or habits. Conduct is the exponent of character. The character of a man finds its expression through his conduct. Now, If you ask what is the relevance or what is the distinction between the character and the conduct, so in this regard, we can say the ethics of conduct concerns how you act likely, including what is your choice in this regard, and perhaps how you negotiate with others to act in common course, while character deals with which type of habits, abilities and traits you developed for expression. For example, we can say how you act or react on honesty, courage, consciousness, sense of fairness, kindness, in respect of and so on. Actually, to evaluate a person, therefore, the character of a man finds its expression, his conduct. Similarly, we can say the conduct of a man expresses his character and also good or bad according to his or her character. Therefore, ethics can be defined as the science of character, as expressing itself in right or wrong conduct or action. It discusses men's voluntary acts, their habits and customs, or in their words, their character, the principles on which they habitually act, and considers what is that constitutes the rightness or wrongness of those principles. Suppose ethics always discuss about the the positive and the negative quality, love, care, truth, responsibility, justice, peace, gratitude, loyalty, honesty. These are the example of goodness or good quality. Similarly, we can say the untruth, dishonesty, injustice, violence, irresponsibility, negligence, all are negative qualities. So ethics discusses about both. The qualities are exist in human behavior. Therefore, how can we extract the good from bad or bad from good? That is important. The concept of right or wrong or good or bad are meaningless without any reference to the idea of ultimate and or highest good. Our actions are right if they are beneficial to the highest good. So, ethics is an inquiry into the nature of ultimate end of human actions, the highest good of man. There is some ideal in life. There is some standard of judgment by reference to which we are able to say that this form of conduct is better than this. This ideal is inherent in human being. So, ethics can be defined as science or general study of the ideal involved in human life. Again, we can say in the nature of ethics, it gives us systematic knowledge about a particular set of related events or objectives. So, it's science. Secondly, ethics is a normative science, because it does not merely describe only standards by which we judge. It is also concerned with validity of truth of these standards. So, I think all we can understand that before give to any judgmental conclusion, we make some steps or standard by which we try to give concluding remarks. So, question is that what is the criteria to prepare the standard? The answer is the validity concerns. And thirdly, ethics deals with human conduct. Conduct is collective name of voluntary actions. Voluntary actions means a willed action which a man could have done differently if he had so chosen. So ethics therefore deals with human action and confined to the study of conduct of human beings living in societies. Now, we will focus on the scope of ethics. By the scope of ethics, we mean the range of its subject matter. Ethics, as a science of morality, discusses the rightness and wrongness of human actions. Here action means voluntary actions and can distinct between voluntary and non-voluntary actions. Now, one can ask that what is voluntary and non-voluntary actions. In this regard, I want to say that when an action is produced with the involvement of thoughts, they are voluntary actions. It involves actions like walking, eating, jumping, running, because these all are related to our consciousness. Non-voluntary actions are not determined by thoughts and self-consciousness. Ethics is primarily concerned with moral judgments or the judgments of right and wrong. Moral judgment refers to the moral standard by which we judge actions. The actions of moral standard is intimately related about the both. Suppose Kant says that there is no meaning in right unless it involves the ought. Therefore, the idea of obligation or duty and rights come within the scope of ethics. In this regard, we can say that suppose we know a conduct of a man who does what is right and disapprove of his conduct when he does wrong. There is merit in his action when that man performs a duty in spite of many obstacles and demerits. Is involved when one fails to do an act which he knows he should do. Ethics deals with the merit and demerit of action. Ethics deals with moral judgment, which leads to the questions as to which is the real subject of moral judgment. Every science has certain fundamental features. Ethics as a science has also certain fundamental, like personality, reason, and judgment, moral judgment. So every ethics has a science and also certain fundamental judgmental. So beside this, ethics deals with the moral sentiments. Moral sentiments means the feelings arising in the mind in connection with moral ideals and judgments. Now, how we can say that what is a moral sentiment? So moral sentiments, if we want to know about it, we will see that one sense or felt or experience in contrast to the contents of simply one's thought. Moral sentiments in the sense that people commonly experience this objective reactions in response to moral phenomena. Adam Smith is famous for his classical written work, An Enquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, in 1776. For that, Smith outlined three very, very important functions of government. Number one, national defense. Number two, administrations of justice. And number three, provision of certain public goods. Now, to the question of ultimate end or the highest good. In Aristotle concept, eudaimonia is the highest human good, which is only desirable for its own sake rather than for the sake of something else. Like most other ancient philosophers, like Plato, he mentioned a virtue based eudaimonistic conception of others. That is to say, happiness or well-being is the highest aim of moral thought and conduct. Virtues are those excellent skills and dispositions needed to attain it. Mean how one can lead a good life. That is the important which Plato wanted to say in his eudaimonistic way, that what are the qualities to lead a good life. We can see that different thinkers have given their own views on moral ideals. According to some, moral ideal is law. The primary meaning of law is rules of action. promulgated by ones who is in charge of a community in view of common good. This is known as positive law. Human positive law further subdivided according to what common good aimed for, like civil law, criminal law, commercial law, etc. To some others, it is a pleasure or happiness. To some, it is duty for duty's sake, and to some, it is perfection or self-realization. So the business of ethics is to explain these ideals and to determine which one is the best and acceptable. The consciousness of right and wrong is accompanied by the consciousness of duty or moral obligations. When we are aware of something which is right, and we also know that it is our duty to do what is right and what is not right. So in this regard, we can make a distinction between the right or wrongness. So I think we all have discussed about the scope of ethics. Now this is the time for the moral precepts. In this regard, we can say that moral precepts is a rule or direction of often with some religious basis, dictating a way you should act or behave. Precepts are little life lessons that are usually passed down to children by authority figures such as parents, teachers, or religious figures. A precept is a general rule which helps someone to decide how to behave in a particular way or in a particular circumstances. True joy and happiness are valuable. If one does not survive, no joy and no happiness are obtainable. If we can take example regarding this, we can say the love and care. They are very much considered to be not only the beginning of moral life but also its aims. So, having inquired the relationship of moral precepts, those are the natural law, we can see and inquire the relationship the various precepts of the old law have among themselves. The basic divisions of these precepts is into moral precepts, ceremonial precepts, and judicial precepts. So one helpful principles to keep in mind is that the moral precepts are specifically about acts of virtue that makes a man good, so as to establish a man in a friendship with God. So some examples we can present here. Sometimes we say, take care of yourself, to keep and love children, to help your parents, set a good example, seek to live with truth, to avoid any illegal things, don't be negative, respect the rules of government, do not harm to anyone, do not steal, respect the religious belief. So students, I think this course is not only about the memorizing or getting good marks in exam, but also understanding the issues that are important to our lives. Thank you. For further readings, you can. I'm giving a reference book. You can take a help from this book. That is Jagdishwar Sanyal, The Guide to Ethics. I think it will help you. Thank you so much.